Well, hey friends, welcome to my daily update video. Graham Jones here, coming to you live from New England, my home church here in Sturbridge. Hey, in a moment, I want to do a quick teaching on a question a few people have asked me recently, and one that's no doubt going to come up again and again in the body of Christ in 2024. Should Christians get involved in politics? To what degree should we or should we not get involved in politics? And I have a bit of a different spin on this one, no pun intended. Let me do two or three quick housekeeping things as usual. If you are new to my YouTube channel, why not consider hitting the subscribe button down there. Again, a big thank you. We're currently at 454,000 subscribers, going up every day. And we are believing the Lord. I know this is crazy, but I'm believing the Lord for 1 million subscribers this year. So help by subscribing and sharing this channel. I really appreciate it if you drop me a comment below. Let me know what you think. If you agree, you disagree. If you would just like to say hi or like some prayer, drop me a comment and I will promise you I'll get back to you there. Secondly, a quick plug as well. I've got a new book out. I'll be doing some teaching on this in the next few weeks called Personal Vision. A big thanks to Brian Simmons of the Passion Translation for writing the foreword for this. There'll be a link below where you can get this on Amazon. And thirdly, so many different things we've got going on. I'm currently setting up a missions trip to India and Jamaica, the UK and Ireland, lots of different missions thing we're involved in. But I want to say a big thank you to the partners of my ministry, GJM. Really appreciate you guys, your faithfulness, your giving, your prayers, just your friendship most of all. If you're not yet a partner, want to pray, consider becoming one. You can do that at $1 a month, or some people do thousands. And wherever you are at, that would be a blessing. Hey, I'm going to be in the state of Florida next. I'll be in the state of grace next month. I'll be in the state of Florida next month, and I've got a couple of evenings free. If any church or group, even just a home gathering, you want to invite me there. I've got some openings during the day as well, like a morning Bible study, whatever. Let me know if you're interested in that. Boom. So let's talk about politics. Let's talk about politics, baby. Should Christians get involved in politics? It's interesting, but of the people I know, usually I think there's quite a polarized, which we shouldn't be surprised at, point of view, even within the body of Christ. And if I were to go to most Christians I know and say, should Christians get involved in politics? Usually, at least at a gut level anyway, there are two very clear answers that will come back to me. Firstly, a lot of Christians, especially in America, would say, of course we should. Man, we got to pray, we got to vote. And, you know, there are some people who get, frankly, think more about politics than they do about Jesus, honestly. But some people would come with a resounding yes, we should get involved in politics. And there's another group who I love and respect as well, who, you know, have that view, and there's some legitimacy in that. Look, people have so discredited themselves on this issue, and we should just love everybody, get on with the work of the gospel and stay out of that mess. And I understand both those points of view. What would my opinion on it be? I actually think both those guys are wrong. I would say to my friends who say, well, you know, we'll just stay out of politics, we just love people and preach the gospel, I don't think you can do that. I would say with great love and respect, what would we say to the Christians, to the Dietrich Bonhoeffers, to the people in Germany in the 30s and 40s? Would we just say, oh, just love the Lord and pray in tongues? And would we say, stand up to the Nazis, whatever? And come on, today, in our day and in our generation here in the United States, where I speak today, we have social issues that are just as pressing as they were in Germany or Europe in the 30s and 40s. So I don't think it works to go like this passive quietism, sometimes it's called, this idea, well, we just won't get involved in that. And I don't think that's a valid answer. I don't actually think that's a biblical answer. I would say to my friends on the other end of the spectrum, you see, should we get involved in politics? Yes. I think the problem is when we get involved in party politics. And I know lots of people, usually with Christians, it's often in the right, the conservatives, the Republican party here in America, where they kind of buy in, and then they get some dialogue like, you know, Trump is God's chosen person, and we're completely bought in with this party and against that. And just really quick, I want to give you a different perspective. I want to give you God's perspective. Seriously, I want to give you a Bible perspective on that. You see, I would say this. The Bible says the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. So my basic answer, should we get involved in politics, is yes. But I don't think we should get involved in party politics. And whenever we buy into the red team or the blue team, and we begin to go, hey, this political party, this leader, this group, this little club is completely right, or God's for them and God's against the other one, I think we end up making fools of ourselves. And I want you to catch this. It's really important we get this. Jesus is for the truth. So if you come to me and you say, are you for the Republican Party? I am for the Republican Party when they are for the truth, for God, for righteousness. And I am for the Democrat Party when they are for truth, for righteousness. And my point is, neither one has all the truth. And whenever we become partisan in our politics, whenever we put on a jersey and we become so bought into this stream of thought, this movement. You know, I was born in Liverpool and I prefer the Beatles to the Stones, but I don't think, my point is, the Beatles and the Stones both wrote good songs, and I am not for the Red Sox and against the Yankees and for this party and against that party. I'm for the truth. And I think we've got to realign this thinking. I think there's a lot of Christians who tend to think there's God and then like this political leader and then the church. And we, the church, are supporting or praying for or encouraging this particular leader. And I think we've got to flip that round. I think the church should be a voice in America, both to Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, to all, you know, many, many different groups, saying we should be a prophetic people of righteousness with a word from God saying, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, abortion's wrong. Thus says the Lord, immigration, open borders is wrong. Thus says the Lord, not caring for the immigrant that comes in is wrong. Thus says the Lord, you know, educating children is right. You know, just my point is, we shouldn't bake ourselves into one party where we're against the other. We should be above that. And our party should be the party of truth. And again, I really say that with love, but I meet people who are much more interested in talking Trump or Biden than they are Jesus. That's a sad thing to say. And anytime we, here's another thing we do as well. Whenever we begin to follow a leader, there's a tendency to sort of whitewash the faults, failings in a leader and to demonize the other guy. Now, again, I want to be really clear, guys. I'm an American citizen. I live in America. I mean, I would probably vote right. I intend to probably this fall. I can't see myself voting for a party that would promote abortion, promote child, abuse, different things like that. But my point is, don't start looking at one candidate thinking, oh, he's God's chosen person and the other is evil. The men or women, the fallen, the sinners, yeah. And we need to be for Jesus and not for this group or that group. There's an interesting story in Joshua, I believe it's chapter 5, where Joshua is in a way taking on the role of leadership in Israel. Moses has died, Joshua stepped into the role of leader. And one day, just before they go to battle, this angel, quote unquote angel, appears before Joshua. Now, it's an interesting thing, but this angel is probably what theologians would call a Christophany. Now, I don't want to get technical, but that basically means a pre-incarnation appearance of Jesus. A lot of theologians think this angel, quote unquote, was actually Jesus showing up, like the fourth man in the fiery furnace. Why? Well, several reasons, but here's the main one. Joshua bows down and worships the angel, and the angel doesn't stop him. Anytime any man worshipped an angel, the angel would go, stop, no, worship God. And the angel takes the worship. So, but here's what I want you to catch. Joshua meets this angel, and Joshua goes to the angel and said, are you for us or are you against us? And the quote unquote angel, who I would believe was Jesus in this story, says to Joshua, I'm not for you or against you. I'm the boss. I am the captain of the host of heaven's army. Yeah. So when you say, is Jesus for this party or is Jesus for that party? Jesus is for heaven. Jesus is for truth. And the question is not, is Jesus for the Republicans or Democrats, but rather, are the Republicans or Democrats for Jesus? And to the measure that they are, I would support them. And to the measure that they are not, I would not support them. And at times, I think we've got to vote and vote against the least worst candidate. But my point is, don't get so bought in that you become a follower of this person or a follower of that person. Stay a follower of Jesus. Come on, I'll end with this, but there's a passage people often, I want to say they misquote, I was going to say. They don't completely quote. 1 Timothy 2, I'll read it real quickly. Paul's writing to Timothy, 1 Timothy 2:1. He says, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men, for everybody, but especially for kings, for all who are in authority. So I'm going to keep reading here, but Paul says, pray for kings, for rulers, presidents, prime ministers, for all who are in authority. Why? And then carry on reading, that we, the body of Christ, might live a quiet and peaceable life in godliness and reverence. Huh? So follow the logic here. Paul's saying, pray for your leaders, even if you didn't vote for them, even if they're oppressors like the Romans were, even if they're mean to you, pray for them. Why? That we, the body of Christ, might live a quiet and peaceable life. Why? And if you carry on reading, Paul says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Paul is saying, pray for your leaders that we in the body of Christ might have peace, that the gospel would go forth to the nations. And I want to challenge you today, what is the most important political issue upon which we can vote upon? And there are many. I think for me, probably abortion at a human level would be the number one level. You know, the care of children, sexuality, things like that. The economy is important. Lots of things, national defense, immigration, all these things are important. But the number one issue, the lens through which we should look at politics is simply this. We want to pray that the gospel would go forth to the nation. Because if you were to list 10 political issues that you think are important, when we've been there 10,000 years bright shining as the sun, none of them will matter. The most important thing is the gospel would go forth to the nations. So should we be involved in politics? Yes, I think we should. I think we should pray. I think we should get involved, you know, buy the t-shirt, be a voice, absolutely. But don't subjugate yourself. The church should not be seen as one of the constituent support bases of, let's say, a Republican Party. The church should waltz into the Oval Office, and the president should quake and say, "Did you come in peace? You know, what is the Lord saying?" That is the relationship we should have. We shouldn't be bowing and scraping before politicians. We should be prophetic people of salt and light and integrity and goodness in our nation. And we should be saying, you know, to both parties, hey, clean house, stop borrowing money, stop promoting unrighteous things, and we will vote for you when you vote for God. That's my take on that. If you love me, if you disagree with me, drop me a comment. Love to hear from you guys. Again, do check out all the links below. Don't forget that book available now on Amazon. I've had such great reviews from this, and I know it will be a blessing to you. Hit the subscribe button, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Bye for now.